Mouser Trauma Hotline, how can I help you?
Hey, I'm like a mouser and shit. Like, there's all these guys out there with Panthers and Assassins, all this new equipment and shit, and these little pink bastards. And, you know, they just, I work every day trying to play this damn game, you know, it's just driving me nuts, man. I just can't stand it. It's driving me fucking crazy. What are you going to do about it, huh?
I think you got the wrong number, buddy.
This is Menthol, A3D Radio, August 15th, 1998, and I got me one big-ass computer. Where have I been? Yeah, where's the radio show? What's going on? What's happening here? Basically, upgrade. Monster massive upgrade. I know everybody's out there doing it. It's the thing to do. And I fell right into the crack there. I finally got around to doing it, though. And it's amazing. The equipment is just outrageous. The Celeron, everybody's been talking about and so forth. Overclocking, it's a gas, you know. It's amazing time to live in, you know, with all this great stuff. Anyway, it's a Saturday and a good day to start rolling out some showage, as I'm going to call it. And for that stupid little mouser thing earlier with the mouser who called, you know, up on the Mouse Trauma Hotline, I know.
That is so lame.
Well, anyway, that was just fun thing for to open the show with anyway. But on the equipment, I did get the A-Bit BX6, and I put 128 meg of SRAM, that 100 megahertz stuff in there, and clocked it at 400. I could not go above 400, but I haven't really extensively tried. I wanted to keep it right at 400 with the 100 megahertz bus. I just felt that's the way to do things with that RAM. I know Nirvana is the 450 reading and on boot. Anyway, the regular video card I chose was a Trident 9750 AGP, and I got the Voodoo 2 12 megabyte card and AUG 64 gold with 4 megs of RAM, and that's got really great stereo enhancement, and we're also using that to record the show. Basically, everything's running great. I got it in an in-light case. I do have the case off right now. It's running 400 megahertz, and it is 82 degrees with the case off. I probably need to get another fan or a redeemer. We've been talking extensively about this because we both got ours about the same time this last week, and I've been throwing them together and working with them. But I know everybody out there's got them, and at least most everybody does. And it you know, if your modem still lags and so forth, it might be a drag. But hey, you know, the gameplay is outrageous. I started out by loading regular NetQuake, regular software rendering mode, 300 by 200. Was doing play demo, demo 2, just the one inside there, and 200 and some odd frames per second. That's 300 by 200 though. I stepped it up. It came down to 150 some frames per second. In Quake 2 at 640 by 480, I am getting right in around 120 to 130 frames a second. It goes lower than that every once in a while. In fact, I was in one game in Rocket Arena on a large map and did a time refresh out in the middle there when I had a second. And it ran at 60 frames a second, so it has its highs and its lows. But I put the Courier iModem back in here. I think I need to get some other kind of ISDN modem. Actually, I think my ISDN line's a piece of crap. But nonetheless, the machine's nice to play on, and it really enhances everything. I broke my F-16 combat stick, which is another reason why I was out of the loop this week, hooking up with people and so forth. Wasn't at the Friday meeting out looking for one, and I cannot find F-16 combat stick. I can't find a Jane's combat stick. I can't find Panther XL. I can't get anything. I can't even go find a regular Assassin anymore. I know they're not out there, but Best Buy used to have the Assassins, so I need to go to the webpage and find out exactly what stores sell those. We don't even have a Babbage's anymore. We used to have one in one of the malls here, and it's gone, and I thought they were there, at least when they first came out. I think that's where they were distributed. Anyway, hope everybody's enjoying listening to this on their Celeron, and I know Steve-O has his. And here's a little something that he threw together, and let's get Droopy to open this one up.
Hello, all you happy people. Letting it, boys. A one, a two. record that version.
Hmm.
Anyway, you can thank Steve-O for that one, and the message included. Just like the messages we like to send out on the show. People do it through the music and either the power or the lyrics. And during that jam, I went out to the Mad Cat site and noticed that Software Etc. and Circuit City sell their stuff. So maybe I'll get lucky there. We've got tons of malls and so forth, but I generally don't shop some of those stores because of their pricing or just their atmosphere, what have you. But I would like to get the F-16 combat stick rehooked up here, one that works with my Assassin. And I noticed there's some weird places to find SCH Products F-16 combat sticks, and that's supposed to be at Sears, Office Max, and Target. I went to a giant Target. I did shop a lot of stores on Friday, and I walked all the way back into the very back of the store where they keep the computer stuff, and there was like a big row of generic joysticks. So I went over to the water fountain and filled up my water bottle and made my way back out to my car. That's how big the store is. Anyway, there's a 3-year warranty on the F-16, and I just like the way that it's set up, but I've torn mine apart, and I just really want to, you know, get into something this weekend. There's just too much killing of mousers to be done. Speaking of which, last Thursday's Thursday Night Quake League, I wasn't able to be involved in that or participate with my systems down and so forth, but I see we got a new member, Zealot, I assume that's how he pronounces it, and he's got some super low ping now, I'll tell you what, and I think he has a Panther XL, and the week before last, we were playing and a lot in Quake World. We had Skeeta, Happy Ron, Steve-O, myself, Malleus, and Zealot, Vialen, and it was a lot of fun. I'm kind of changing my tune on Quake World Deathmatch DM3, the dreaded DM3, but you know, it's just a lot of fun when we go in there and don't do FFA and we do team play. That, you know, if we do that and we can get set up on that on a nightly basis, I'd play every night. Now that I got my new rig, I'm going to look forward to playing that as soon as I get my damn joystick fixed. And then we can get out there and, you know, call out the mousers.
Come out, wherever you are.
And, we will, you know, hear them and, saying things like,
they're packing state-of-the-art firepower. There's nothing they can't handle.
And, we might, afterwards hear them saying stuff like,
hey, maybe you haven't been keeping up on current events, but we just got our asses kicked, pal.
And you know, stuff like,
game over, man. It's game over. What the fuck are we gonna do now? What are we gonna do?
And that's what we're looking for, you know. Get them to, you know, be in fear.
Those are the guys that stole our uniforms!
And beat the shit out of us, too!
And so as we complete these hardware upgrades and get together and regroup on Quake World team play, hopefully soon Rocket Arena 2 pickup teams and so forth. And you know, I've been playing a lot of Rocket Arena lately, and it's an absolute intense experience, something that I think as a team would be just a horrid amount of carnage. And I was seeing a mouse out there the other day just thinking to myself,
you're one ugly motherfucker.
But I'm going to go ahead and cut this short so I can go get me a new joystick, whatever it is I come up with, and then I will be complete, and then I can say,
don't make me destroy you.
But for now,
this tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
And so, without further ado, this is A3D Menthol signing off, and I hope that everybody has a great weekend, and I should have a joystick very soon and be out there looking for you. And for those teeming little mouses out there, when you run into this clan, Clan A3D, just remember.
Death is the only way out.